Hello and welcome to the first ever episode of Stagey Queens, my new theatre podcast. I'm Nathan Dean, I'm the host, and I am so thrilled to finally be doing a podcast. This is something that I've been wanting to do for such a long time. Like, I've had the Twitter set up for a while, and I've had ideas, and I've had a lot, and I've just never really had the guts to go through and do it. And I'm finally, with everything that's going on, I've got enough time to sit down in front of my microphone and just talk about the theatre, which is inherently what I do anyway. But it's nice to actually have a purposeful way to talk about it and not just chatting to my friends who really could not care about what's going on in the West End. But yeah, I am a theatre student. I'm about to go off to drama school to study musical theatre. I've loved theatre for my whole life, ever since I can remember. I started with The Wizard of Oz. It kind of progressed. The first show I ever saw in the West End was Wicked. And it just hasn't stopped, and it's only grown. And in my few years on the planet, I have seen a lot of theatre, a lot of amazing theatre. Like, there is no words to describe how lucky I am to have been given access to the theatre from such a young age. It really, really changed the way I viewed everything. So yeah, I guess you could say I'm pretty into theatre. So my aim with this podcast is to talk to a variety of different people, to talk about shows, to talk about careers, and talk about life on the stage, behind the scenes, everything that I can. I want to get a full scope of knowledge and depth from people directly involved within the theatre industry. And those people that I talk to will, in my eyes, be a stagey queen, as the name implies. But for this first episode, I thought I would talk a little bit about some of the amazing opportunities we have right now, especially during the pandemic, to view theatre from the comforts of our homes, which isn't very typical. The way that the lockdown has happened, a lot of theatre people and the industry has kind of been stranded, and we've been so blessed to have been offered so many different opportunities to watch theatre, either for free or with a small donation, so that we can keep the theatres alive, because it is only an interval and the theatres will bounce back. So yeah, I thought I would talk today just about a few different types of streaming services and some of the best shows you can watch online. So yeah, let's get started. So the first streaming service and show in particular I would like to talk about is from the amazing guys over at the Southwark Playhouse. The Southwark Playhouse is a small fringe theatre in London. It has two theatres within its space. They were just about to move to a bigger venue that would give them more possibilities for changes and more flexibility in their seating structures and stage spaces, which is really, really good, and they deserve that so much, because the work that is produced and put on at the Southwark Playhouse is immaculate. There's always something for everyone, classic musicals, new musicals, revivals, everything you can think of. There are plays, they do Shakespeare, they have youth companies and they have old companies. They are wonderful and they do so much for the community in Southwark, and it is such a good, accessible, affordable theatre for all. So they've put a few shows up online to ease our hunger for theatre. They are looking at putting up more, I believe. But right now they've got four shows streaming, and those shows are Bound by Jesse Britton, Wasted, a musical, Twelfth Night, and The Beast Will Rise by Philip Ridley. I would like to talk about Wasted. Wasted the musical, based on the life, the tragic life of the Bronte sisters and Bramwell Bronte, their brother. Wasted opened in 2018 in the Southwark Playhouse's large space, with an amazing four-person cast: Siobhan Atwell, Natasha J. Barnes, Matthew Jacobs Morgan, and Molly Lynch played the siblings. It was directed by Adam Lenson, with music by Christopher Ash and book and lyrics by Carl Miller. It was a real experience to see live. I really adored it. I thought it was so underrated, and it was like empty in the theatre, which is such a shame because they deserved so much more audience. The cast were just giving it their all and for the entire show, and I was so happy when the Cirque Playhouse announced that they were opening their streaming service with Wasted, because it means that I got to see the show again, but also more people get to see the show. It's an intense rock musical, but it's not strict rock. There are some like country kind of folky vibes going on. There's beatboxing, there's rap, there's a whole load going on, and the direction by Adam Lenson is wonderful. He takes the space of Southwark Playhouse, and with very, very minimal scenery and sets. I mean, they have like gig equipment and microphones with leads and paper, and that's essentially it. I mean, a dog is played by an amp at one point, and it is so well done. They really did a good job of utilising the Southwark Playhouse's space. I mean, it was in a thrust setup for the audience, and there wasn't really a point when one side of the audience in particular was isolated from that. It's a really tough thing to direct into a thrust because there are audiences on three sides of the stage, so it's kind of like hard to not make one audience side feel left out at one point or another, but it doesn't seem like they were at all. And the cast were just bringing their A game entirely. Like, there are some belters in this show. You really need to watch it, and wow, I have no words for how much I adore it. It's so good. I feel like sometimes when I talk about a show I like, I just waffle, and I'm trying not to waffle as much. I just get lost for words when I'm thinking about something that I really, really enjoy. So here's hoping that it doesn't come off as waffle. So the next show we're going to be talking about is a Tony Award-winning musical based on the life of graphic novelist Alison Bechdel. The musical is called Fun Home. You might have heard of it. Had a very successful run at the Young Vic in London a couple years ago. It is wonderful. It's based on her memoirs. I think the book is called A Tragicomic, A Family Tragicomic. And this is streaming from Victory Gardens Theatre online on their website. It's a Chicago theatre that produced Fun Home. And they are streaming their pre-recorded archive footage, I guess. It is $20 to watch this version of the show. And the donations are going towards the theatre to keep the theatre open, which is wonderful. It got rave reviews when it was open in 2017. And I watched it the other night, and it is wonderful. I saw the production at the Young Vic in London, and honestly, like, it brought back so many memories of being in that theatre and seeing that show. It's a really well-written musical, music by Janine Tesori, book by Lisa Crone. And wow, Janine Tesori is one of those rare composers that hasn't got a significant, like, style. Everything is so different in what she composes, from Violet to Carolinal Change to Thoroughly Modern Millie to Fun Home. Like, she's so versatile in her style from the 1920s kind of jazz age fun that is Thoroughly Modern Millie to Fun Home, which is kind of folky. It's very well written. It's tragic. It's so sad. yeah, I do catch myself crying every time I watch it. And this production is so well done, directed by Gary Griffin. I really loved the direction of the show. I thought the comedy balanced the emotion so well. And it was so emotional. Like, oh, wow. It was like a wave of emotion. And there are children in it. And the children are so good. Like, so good. And the moments of joy were so joyous. There's a moment near the middle of the show called Changing My Major, which is about the character Alison. She's the lead of the show, and she's in her teenage years, and she's just had her awakening, shall we say. And it is wonderful. It's so comical and joyous to watch, even down to the lighting design by Paul Whittaker. It was so, it was such a good production, Fun Home. It's always done like slightly differently. I think it was originally produced in a proscenium arch off Broadway, and then on Broadway, it was in the round. In London, it was back to proscenium arch, and I feel like it's the same at the Victory Gardens Theatre in Chicago. It definitely seemed like it was, but it's always staged so differently. I really enjoyed revisiting the show after not seeing it for a while from London. So yeah, that was a really, really good show, and I recommend it's worth the $20. Next up, we're going to be talking about the National Theatre at Home. Now, the National Theatre in London is a huge, 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 huge deal to any theatre goer. They produce some fine, fine, amazing work, from plays, Shakespeare classics, to musicals, new musicals, adaptations, adaptations of Disney works, stuff for children, stuff for families. It's wonderful. They produce the highest quality of work that can probably be seen. And they stream to the cinemas regularly with their National Theatre Live scheme. And obviously, cinemas are closed, as are theatres, so the National Theatre have decided to release, I think it's weekly, a different stream from the National Theatre Live collection. And they have streamed some wonderful shows so far. So far we've had One Man, Two Governors, Jane Eyre, Treasure Island, Twelfth Night, Frankenstein and Anthony and Cleopatra. And right now they're streaming Barbershop Chronicles, which is a wonderful, wonderful, affirming play that I saw when it was on tour last year. So that will be streaming until the 21st of May. And then we've got A Streetcar Named Desire, starring Gillian Anderson as Blanche Dubois. This House by James Graham and Coriolanus from the Donmar Warehouse. They have just started streaming, well, with Barbershop Chronicles. That was archived footage. That wasn't streamed to the cinemas, I don't think. No, it wasn't. So that's really a step forward in towards releasing more footage that maybe other people haven't seen. I know there are lots of plays that people would love to see again. And with the National releasing some of their archive footage, that really shines some hope for the people that didn't get to see certain other plays. The National Theatre do so much for the theatre community with West End transfers, tours, the National Theatre Live scheme, as well as a scheme called the National Theatre Collection, which is available for schools, for pupils and teachers to watch 30 productions from the National Theatre to inspire and educate those young theatre students and upcoming actors. And they are going to host a National Theatre at Home quiz as well on the 25th of May. On Facebook and YouTube. And that's going to be hosted by some legendary performers, such as Imelda Staunton and Tamsin Grieg. And it is such a grand thing for us to all have access to the National Theatre at Home. It's so wonderful, and the theatre they produce inspires so many people, so it's wonderful that so many more people who wouldn't be able to get themselves to London or to a cinema to watch the shows have been able to during this lockdown period. Now, from the National Theatre, we are going across London, across the river, to Sloane Square, to the Royal Court Theatre, where they have started a lot of schemes from the Royal Court at Home, including a stream of Cypress Avenue, a play by David Ireland, a podcast called the Royal Court's Playwright Podcast. They've got writing exercises on their website. They've got BBC broadcasts, as well as a very interesting installation, a live stream called The Caretaker by Hester Chillingworth. It is a very haunting live stream of the stage at the Royal Court. It is open always online on YouTube. They are broadcasting some messages throughout that you'll be able to hear if you're on there long enough. The stage is currently set at the Sherwood Theatre downstairs for Shoe Lady by Evie Crow, which was directed by Vicky Featherston, designed by Chloe Lamford, which was still running when the theatre was asked to close. So it's pretty haunting, but also quite inspiring to get to see the stage uninhibited, alone. It feels lonely, and I can't imagine how excited everyone is going to be when they're able to finally return to such a gorgeous theatre as the Royal Court, which also produces some really, really amazing and inspiring work. I've seen some great shows there. I love the Royal Court and everything they do for theatre. And finally, I would like to talk about Ghost Quartet, which has been put up on YouTube by the writer of the show, Dave Malloy, of Natasha Pierre and the Great Comet of 1812 and Preludes. Preludes just had a quite successful run at the Southwark Playhouse in London, and Ghost Quartet also had a successful run in London at the Boulevard. Ghost Quartet is a song cycle, actor muso, mad show. It's a chamber musical, Malloy calls it. It's uploaded with the full original off-Broadway cast from 2015. It features Malloy himself, Britton Ashford, Gelsey Bell, and Brent Arnold. They created the arrangements, the musical arrangements, and the original four are the original Ghost Quartet. And it is a gorgeous show. There's not really much I can say about it. It's almost quite confusing. I love it. I think it is so well written. Dave Malloy is a wonderful composer, and he composes some of the greatest orchestral kind of folk, slightly almost country choir like. He has such a mix match of genres. Preludes was crazy with musical styles and musical influences, from like Rachmaninoff to like, there was like some electric kind of almost EDM like stuff going on. Ghost Quartet never fails to kind of show off some strange instruments. The music is sometimes disjointed, ghostly, as the name would imply. It's wonderful. You kind of need to watch it to understand what I'm talking about. I really, really enjoy it. And it's a multi-camera recording, so it's not just like a one-shot archive. The audience is sat on the floor. Audiences get to participate playing instruments. It is wonderful. The story is very vague. The main kind of story is focused around Rose, who is betrayed by her lover, and she goes to a bear who asks her to gather a pot of honey, a piece of stardust, a secret baptism, and a photo of a ghost. So it's all about her kind of journey to get those things. So it's a very interesting musical. I really enjoy it, and yeah, I would definitely recommend. I really loved it in London. I thought it was wonderful in London, and I love this video just as much, maybe even more. So yeah, it's wonderful. So that has been my first episode of Stagey Queens. Thank you so much for listening. If you have any suggestions or any advice or ideas, please send me a DM. Twitter is @StageyQueens and Instagram is @StageyQueens. Hopefully next episode we'll be doing some interviews with some amazing people, so please watch this space to find out from that. And I will see you next time. Thank you so much for listening. Have an amazing day, and remember, this is only an interval. Theatre will be back. Thank you.